Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Violent extremist groups continue to threaten peace and stability across Africa, and the United States is committed to helping nations there confront the danger. In the Sahel, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb joined mercenaries from Libya to exploit a Tuareg rebellion, overrunning much of northern Mali. In Nigeria, Boko Haram uses poverty and popular discontent to violently challenge the government and wreak havoc on the population. And in the Horn of Africa, a weakened but still dangerous Al-Shabaab continues its terrorist attacks in Somalia and Kenya and remains a threat to the broader region. To confront these challenges, the United States has intensified its efforts to build the security and governance capacity of our partners and established several initiatives to develop effective counterterrorism strategies. In April, the first in a series of U.S.-funded conferences was held in Sana'a, Yemen, where senior officials from Somalia, Djibouti, and Yemen discussed the terrorist threats facing them. We have provided our partners with technology to help secure their borders, as well as counterterrorism training and equipment for their militaries and law enforcement. This assistance has enabled African nations to help each other, with Djiboutian forces taking part in the operations of AMISOM, the African Union military mission in Somalia, and restoring stability to the Beledweyne region. In the end, though, confronting violent extremism in Africa demands more than a military response. Our government has engaged in numerous economic development and humanitarian aid projects, such as medical clinics, water distribution points, and school construction, and encourages our partner nations to facilitate inclusive governance systems that work for the good of all segments of society. The United States is committed to working to create freer, more prosperous, and tolerant nations where radicalization is rare and hope thrives.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.